I mean, it's standing up over here, too. It's like, I think it's kind of balanced.
Well, like, a little bit's fine, but it was just like a rocket before. It was just like, whew, and I'm just like, you don't belong.
It really gives it that
welcome
mountain.
Back to the Rice and Beans podcast.
Yes.
As you can see, we've all matured over the last year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A long way.
Eli's growing a mustache.
Slowly but surely. I'll no longer look 15, and that'll be a big improvement for me.
You know what you need to do? Wow. Go to firefighter school.
I did.
Did you?
I was a volunteer firefighter for about a year or two.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, me and my brother-in-law were going to do it together, and then he got a job at the hospital, so he left. And then I got tired of being yelled at, so I left.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And that's as much mustache that grew in for that short amount of time.
Right? Yeah.
You need to go back.
If I was there for about 4 or 6, I'd have like a full like Tony-level mustache.
100%, man. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Complete the stash. You're like, I'm not here to save lives. I'm here to grow a mustache.
This is a selfish thing right here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I grew a beard.
Yeah.
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 Because I'm old. Old fogey.
I grew leg hair. Because I don't shave in the winter.
Yeah. I feel like there's a thing, like, after you're, like, 27 or 28, you start calling yourself old. And then real old people are like, look at that young whippersnapper. Yes. I wish I was like him.
At 28, is that when they start calling?
I started like 25, but
your wife always comments on how young I am. Because like, we'll be hanging out. She's like, I can't believe you're 10 years younger than me. You're a baby. I'm like, I'm really not. Like, my back's going out.
I'm
having hip issues. Like, I'm really not that young, but thank you.
Yeah. I think the back thing is just like starts younger and younger and younger. It used to be reserved for old people, but like, you know, Cameron Pryor. Like a few years back, he's like, my back's killing me. I'm like, you're like 19, kid. Like, what are you talking about?
He sits in a chair and stares at a computer forever. That's why his back
hurts.
It's
the office jobs. Okay. That's what got me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he doesn't have an office job. He just is a computer guy.
Oh, okay.
In his room, like talking to his girlfriend.
Well, I think it's a posture thing.
Yeah, it is a posture thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lack of exercise.
Right.
I don't know. Or so the proper exercise.
What did the year 2023 hold for you guys? It's now 2024. Uh-huh. We are starting fresh.
Fresh. So fresh.
PH
so
fresh.
Clean. Nice.
Yeah.
So what have you all been up to in the last year?
Oh, man. I think I've just been doing the same thing since 2022.
And the year before that. The year before that.
Consistent.
So, like, the first, like, 2/3 of the year were actually pretty cool. And then the last third of the year was just like, bleh. You know what I mean? Because it started off, I left my IT job, right? I was like a help desk person, you know, and they're like, my computer's not turning on. I'm like, did you hit the on button? So I was that guy.
Yeah.
Right. And I left that job and traveled to Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. I go there sometimes with Miss Maria. She owns an orphanage down there. Brazos de Shalom. You should look it up. Support them. Right.
By the way, anybody that travels to Mexico travels with a Miss Maria. Go ahead.
There's just so many to choose from. It's like a third of the population is called Miss Maria.
Yeah, it's like Expedia, but it's called Miss Maria. Oh,
that's awesome.
Expedia.
But no, it was great. I brought my camera down there and got some great footage, you know, interviewed some volunteers down there and some of the kids. All of them have a crazy, like, anime-level backstory of just, like, terrible things happening to them.
Yeah.
And they still have, like, an optimistic outlook on life. So, no, they're great. Hopefully one day I actually finish that documentary and put it out there. But that was good. And then went to Mexico. Went to Israel with Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool. Came back here. And then kind of started that fishing job after the Perry Stone conference.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. I got a lot of good footage on my phone that I never actually put out yet, but so beautiful in the middle of the ocean, right? And we were lucky. We barely had any, like, truly terrible days. I mean, we had a handful, but, like, for the most part, it was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all that was really cool. And then after that stuff ended, it was just, like, a drag all the way until... till we're here.
Yeah. Man. Well, so, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a good year. Yeah. I kind of started doing some of the stuff I always wanted to do.
Yeah. So, man, you could divulge into each of those stories for quite a few podcasts.
I mean,
time in Mexico.
Yeah, we should definitely save that for another time because I'd love to go into detail about all that stuff.
Your time in the open seas.
Yeah.
Sailing the seas of blue cheese. That's cool.
Blue cheese.
Chunky.
It's a Primus album. Primus. For me, I guess a lot of competitions, right?
Champions.
Yeah, we won a regional championship first time since 1986.
Yeah, that's huge.
And I was hoping to win the state championship, but I think the nerves got to half of my team in the state championship, and they were kicking butt, and then they just would just drop energy levels, and I think their adrenaline was really high being in the big Alaska Airlines Stadium and all the mats with all the... It's just a lot to take in, and for six of my wrestlers, that was their first time being in a state championship tournament, and for some of them, like, that was their first time wrestling, and they made it to state, and it was just like, you know, it's like they made it to the final boss. And
yeah.
Just like, oh my goodness, I'm actually doing it. Oh, it's happening. And then they just like their adrenaline kicked in. And I've never seen six wrestlers just get cooked so fast.
So, like, do you think it's because that's the first time they went to state? Because at least, like, when I was doing like band camp, we finally went to state after trying for years and we got like last in state. And maybe it's, I don't know. At least for us, I think we just didn't understand the competition level of state versus just regional.
Right. Oh, yeah. 100%. The competition level was higher. But for us, it was no... I felt like we could have done better.
Yeah.
You know, and that's on me. Because as a head coach, I'm supposed to prepare them for all this mental strength that they need. And I thought I did. I thought I did my best. I mean, for crying out loud, I took first year wrestlers, six of them, and got them into the state championship.
Yeah,
but they were terrified. But other than that, well, I mean, we placed fifth as a team out of like 80 schools, so that's not bad.
Yeah,
and then let's see here. That was the wrestling. Did some jiu-jitsu tournaments. Coached some really good jiu-jitsu tournaments. One of my competitors, he did really good. He took second, but he was just burned out and tired. He was doing two divisions at one time and then, at the same time and he got choked out in finals.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I he got caught in the same submission three times, escaped it three times, and then the last time he decided not to escape it, hoping the person would let go, and he got put to sleep. And he was like, I didn't want to escape it because I knew how much energy it would take to wrestle back up, and I was like, okay, so you just chose death. Yeah, but other than that, we had fun. The guys did great. Thaddeus, he lost, but he ended up joining the wrestling team and doing great for the wrestling team.
All right.
He placed fourth in region, so he didn't qualify to go to state.
Yeah.
But he did great.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and it was his first year of wrestling as well. And he's excited, and he's been in the gym training every day since. What else? My son left to college. I miss him dearly. He's having a blast down there. He's wrestling for Western Colorado. And he got to compete in the gi tournament before we left also.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So when Were you not with us?
I don't think I was.
No, no. Oh, that would have been a good one. I think you were gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would have been a good one for you to go. We got a Airbnb, and Tate was with us because Tate was leaving to the Marines.
Oh,
and that's so right. And so we got an Airbnb, and we DoorDashed a bunch of groceries and cooked, and it was we made some interesting memories at the Airbnb, and then they competed. Some of my kids competed also. I got into an argument with the owner, made the owner's wife cry. Oh,
actually, you told me about that. That's right. Yeah. Yeah,
that was a rough one, but it was on behalf of one of my kids. And so, yeah, that got a little bit ugly, but I'll do anything for the kids, right? And then my son, he really didn't have any competition. He ran through everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it just ticked off the other teams because they were like, I'm not very liked in the jiu-jitsu scene in Alaska. And one of the owners, when my son was up against him, he left coaching another person, ran over to coach against my son. So he can make sure that Isaac lost, that Revive Jiu-Jitsu lost.
Yeah.
And Isaac just dominated the kid. Like, Isaac could dominate the owner, the black belt. Isaac's so far above everybody in this state, and he was just he's just a blue belt. And, yeah, and it was just an easy win for him. And he won with two collar chokes. It was sweet. Yeah. Super cool, man.
Nice.
Yeah, and then he went, and him and Tate left, and they went to go rock climbing and left me to coach the whole tournament by myself. other than that, we had a great summer. We did great hikes.
Yeah, we went hiking every weekend.
Yeah. I'm super excited for this summer because we did a lot of hikes. We had a lot of good people show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Well, with Chris, too. It was just the four of us.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of constantly invited people and
random
people would show up.
Yeah. We weeded out the weak.
We
strengthened
the weaklings.
We either weeded them out or strengthened them. Then that's the thing, man.
Yeah.
It's like stuff like that. You're either going to rise to the occasion or you're just going to be like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Walking. I just can't do it.
Yeah, and some of them, like, didn't realize how far they could go. Like, some of those hikes were... Okay, that was before the drag, right? Because those hikes were awesome, right? Like, my favorite one is, you probably already know it, is the one we went to... we were trying to do that one hike, and we got lost?
Yeah, with Angelina?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the best one.
That was the best one.
Okay, we were out for crazy long, but it was like, we got lost. We actually got to see Alaska, like a real Alaska, you know? We, like, crossed over several avalanches, like already fell ones.
Yeah.
And then we saw some waterfalls, several of them. We went over these, like, log bridges over rivers.
Yeah.
And we just saw the most beautiful scenery. And it's like, this is wilderness, boys.
Yeah.
And, like, the girls are like, I'm going to die.
And we're like, yes, you are.
You are.
But not today.
I'm sad. That's the one that we missed out on.
Yeah.
And that would have been so great if you would have been there because we could have really used... a positive female role model there because there were so many girls and overall I think everybody did great and you're right. A lot of the kids did things that they never thought they would ever do.
Yeah. Right. All of like a fourth of the way. She's like, I'm going to die. And then she did the whole, like, was it like 23 miles or something crazy?
It was a lot. I think it was 16 miles.
Okay.
But, and we didn't even finish the hike because it goes to Wasilla.
Oh, we would have just end up in a different city.
Yeah, it like goes across through the interior of Alaska.
On the couple hikes, like I didn't go on. It was so funny. You guys would come back and be like, yeah, so we locked the keys in the van or we got lost. dust or something. Yeah. And something always went wrong.
When you weren't there.
When I wasn't
that,
there.
That one was like 5-0 of things going wrong.
So
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the keys in the van.
The keys in the van.
Yeah.
That was actually not a bad one, right?
You had some kids that were whining.
We did.
I was annoyed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
we didn't make it to the top of the easiest hike.
Yeah, it was a really easy hike.
Yeah.
And I forgot which kids we had, but they quit.
Yeah.
Man, they quit on us. And we took some little ones with us also. We had Adeline and Zacharias went with us on a lot of them, and he wasn't ready to quit.
Yeah.
But I don't know who quit.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. I'm not sure if it was either Kylie or it was like, I don't know, someone like that was there. And they were like, I don't wanna.
Yeah. Somebody, I don't see Kylie being it.
Yeah.
It was some guy dropped his kids off. I don't remember who it was, but he just dropped his kids off and they came. It's someone that, anyways, but I remember you just being like, we had some really weak people on the hike.
Well, yeah.
Call them pansies or weenies.
Weenies
or something.
That's the title, his weenies.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Weenie Hut Juniors, all of them.
Mm.
But, yeah, mostly because it was just a really easy, quick hike. It was like less than an hour supposed to be up and down.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
Yeah, and then they like made it like halfway, maybe 3/4, but still, well, it wasn't that far.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Zachariah started out rough on that one.
Yeah.
But then was it Zachariah or Rama?
Zachariah, because
he fell.
He was running around and he just like ate it. And
he ate it pretty hard. He had like some road rash and stuff.
Yeah.
But then he sucked it up. And I just pushed him the whole way.
Yeah.
And, like literally physically pushing him. I was like, keep walking. Keep walking. And I was just driving him.
Yeah.
And about like a third of the way up, he like was out of it. And he's like, I'm on a hike. I love this.
I learned about myself that I'm really bad at like remembering hikes because I would be like, hey guys, this one's like, you know, medium, maybe kind of easy. I'm not really sure. And then everyone would be like dying. And I apologized over and over again. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Is this like the Slaughter Gulch one?
Yeah.
That was awesome. The Slaughter Gulch was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great hike, but it's hard.
Well, like Zach proves that you can do it if you just like push yourself, you know?
Yeah, Zach did it. He did Slaughter Gulch.
Yeah. We only went halfway.
But that was like the hard half.
But that was the hard half, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it again this year and actually finish it.
Yeah, that was a really cool hike.
We were supposed to finish the year with Skyline, but we never did it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because we've all done that one a million times. We're like working our way up to Skyline.
Yeah.
And then we never got to.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this year we should probably write out leaving the expert hikes at the end and start from the beginner ones. We could do the Seward one we did.
Yeah.
That one's really easy.
Yeah.
And that one was beautiful.
I love that
one. That one's like a Kickstarter for people to fall in love with hiking, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and then we could start working up into different ones. Gurwood, and the Gurwood one was great, and we could do the shorter path, the hand tram hike, but Angelina took the exit the path less taken.
Yeah.
And then the one where we went with when Celeste and everybody else came and we lost half the crew.
Oh
the Russian River Falls.
Yeah, that's right.
Juno Creek Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some interesting stories.
Yeah.
I loved it, though.
That was a good
really
hike.
It really built our bond.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
No, I love hiking. It gives you all this time to talk and walk, you know, and people are just like, I'm tired, but it's like, you know what? We're in the middle of the woods. You got to keep walking.
Yeah.
And that's
and you
what
don't
we
let your, You don't want to let everybody around you down, and you also don't want to let yourself down.
Well,
and
yeah. And it's also the mentality of just, like, enjoying a walk, you know? Because if you think of it as, like, competitive hiking or something, then it's, like, it's no longer fun.
Right.
You just have to, like, take your time and enjoy it.
Exactly. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do want to do that hike, the full one, all the way to Hope.
Oh, Resurrection.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where the Juno Creek Falls. That's a part of Resurrection.
Yeah, that's
I
want to
bike it.
Yep, a lot of people do that.
I saw a guy biking it, and I was like, I could do this. Everybody talks about it being so hard, and I was like, this is not hard.
There's another one I wanted to show you guys. We didn't get to it this year. It's called Crescent Creek. It's 12 miles. A lot of people bike that one.
Crescent Creek.
It's kind of like a medium where it's like flat, but like it's just like a slow incline.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful because you get to a valley.
Yeah.
And you're like surrounded. Yeah, it's great.
Right on.
Anyways, a lot of people bike that one.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
There's a lot we didn't get to this summer, but I'm excited to do more hiking.
I bought some snowshoes, and I'm going to get another pair for my son, Zachariah, and then we're going to start going snowshoeing. We're gonna break him in with that, and I'm also going to buy him a snowboard setup, and I think I'm going to take him up this Saturday and break him in.
Are you going to Alyeska?
Yeah. Yeah. Take him up and then break him in. And yeah, because he's got to learn, man.
He does. He's a Chavarria. He's got to learn.
And he's so into like crazy stuff. So I think he'll do great. Today we just geared him up and threw him in the backyard this morning. He's like, I don't want to go outside. It's like -5. And I put all the gear on him and got him all suited up and just pretty much threw him outside, and here's a shovel and a pickaxe and
survive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's a match.
Yeah. And he was out there just having fun, man.
Good.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. I should have started a fire too for him, because he likes to burn things too.
Or teach him how to start his own fire.
Yeah. I mean, pour gasoline on it. There you go. No, but we had the hikes all this summer that were great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a blast with those. Started school. I had a great wrestling season.
Mm-hmm.
Our numbers were so high on the team. We had 33 on the roster and then earned an extra stipend. So I had a third coach that I was able to hire on. And then, but that was a tough situation. I had a lot of drama during the wrestling season. It was a rough one. And then, yeah, I think everything, business is going fine. Jiu-jitsu is going fine. I mean, I feel bad because I lost my son to college, you know, and he was like, I went through this lull there for quite a while. And I feel like I'm coming out of it now, of where my son was gone. And I was kind of like, why am I even doing this?
Mm.
Like I lost reason for doing jiu-jitsu. And then my wife started bringing our youngest son into the gym every other day, and now he's wanting to be there every day. And so it's kind of like lifting me up, you know, to want to coach, because I mean, some of those kids, yeah, their parents pay for them to be there, but a lot of kids just don't want to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just, and when they're there, they're having fun, but getting them there is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach, he wants to be there. So it's cool. You know, so that's kind of building that zeal back up in me to want to coach again.
Aww.
And I got a lot of students that are really hungry. So as a coach, I'm pouring into them,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. And it's just been, it's been a struggle to build my team and my classes and my students in this town. So that's been positive, and I'm feeling really good about that. I had another lift me up. I had one of my students, she has some friends that she's homeschooling, and they train at another gym, and they kept trying to proselyte her and take her over there to their gym. And she was like, she told me about it, and I was like, I don't want to lose you. And she's like, I want to go to both gyms. I like training with you because I get good at jiu-jitsu, and I like training over there because it's fun because my friends are there. And so I was like, all right, go check it out and tell me what you think. So she went over there and she ran through everybody, and she said the classes were boring. And so she came back and she was like, I'm not training over there. She's like, there's absolutely no reason for me to be over there. So that was like a big pick me up for me.
That's good.
You know, because I hate it, because I got this thing where I teach kids jiu-jitsu and adults, get them real good, and then someone offers them some candy and they chase it and they leave me, you know? So that was good for me personally. So a little lift me up there.
That's good. You need that.
Yeah. I don't know what else. Angelina's graduating this year, 2024. Aaron Bell, my other girl, she graduated last year. Isaac did a backflip off the stage.
Yes, he did.
That's all I got, maybe. I don't know. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay. I was trying to think of other things, too, but I don't really have much either.
Okay.
But I also was done with my corporate job.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's yeah. right.
I went through my fun employment season is what I call it, and I traveled a lot. Went to South Carolina and Georgia to see some friends I hadn't seen in 7 years. And then did a lot of self-reflection last year because I had so much time on my hands.
Yeah.
Lost weight, finally. And then worked on my mind, body, soul, spirit, all of that stuff. And I went to New York with my husband in the fall. We did an East Coast road trip.
Isn't that a thing, like New York in the fall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds that's like a movie, it. Doesn't it?
Yeah. That was the purpose. We kind of missed the colors a little bit, but it was still really fun.
Oh, okay.
The weather was beautiful. And then we went home to see my family for Christmas in Indiana.
Nice.
And that was
you had a good time.
That was kind of my year. Oh, yeah. We had a great time. I love my family. I was going to say, I did do that one job in Anchorage for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Construction company. Or the engineering firm. So, yeah, it was good. It was a good year of growth for me, honestly, for me and Chris. So,
man, you guys did a lot.
It didn't seem like it at the time, but like looking back, I'm like, actually, it was a pretty big year, you know, even though I wasn't working a 9-to-5 or anything, you know.
Yeah, looking back, I think so, too.
Yeah, it was a good year of growth and whatnot. I think I needed that time because people were like, here's a job, apply for this job. Right, and I was just like, no, like, I don't feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I think God has me in this waiting season for a reason. Mm. And he definitely did because he pruned me. Isn't that what they say?
Maybe.
He puts you in those seasons.
Eclipse some things off
you. To prune you, to prepare you for the next season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's
clipping
a thing.
Off some dead,
dead
leaves.
It's like, he puts you in these seasons of waiting so he can,
The only people who talk like that are like botanists or like people who read the Bible all the time, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, he's pruning you. And it's like, what does pruning mean? And they're like, don't worry about it.
He's dehydrating you like a fruit.
like prune juice.
Yes.
I'm getting wrinkled. Yeah. I'm just kidding. So that's what I felt like last year was for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, I was so busy.
You were.
Last year went by like that. Boom.
I know.
Yeah. Had some hard times, man. Just my son leaving was the hardest.
I know it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's having a great time. And he said he had a moment where he was really lonely and depressed and homesick. But then wrestling season finally kicked off. And then he was no longer had time to think about it. So he's been having a good time. He got his back got injured, but it's feeling better. You know, he's wrestling grown men now, so it's different than high school. And he is by far not the biggest fish in the pond. He's a fish in the ocean. But he's not a little fish.
No.
he has a winning record.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like a good size fish.
He's a good size fish.
Yeah, like it'd be respectable to hold up, but it's not like too big. You know what I mean?
It's not so big.
It's not embarrassing either.
You're not making the cover of like fishing magazine.
Right.
Right.
But you'll show your friend and he'll be like, hey, it's not a bad fish.
Yeah. You might post it on your story on Instagram.
Right, like your Tinder profile holding a fish.
Tinder,
too far. But then,
Grindr,
right? Yeah, Grindr. I hardly know her. Okay. But he's having a great time, man. Mm-hmm. He's in two bands. He's wrestling. He's snowboarding.
Yeah.
He's got great friends. He's passing all his classes.
He's making college seem like a lot of fun, right?
Dude, he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based off all the stuff I'm hearing.
He's the epitome of a college experience. Like, that's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he is. He took his fly reel, so he was fly fishing when the river was open. Oh, and he goes every Sunday after church, he goes and does a polar plunge. And they, and they jump in the water, the frozen water or the cold water. I don't know if it's froze over yet, but and he does that with his a few of his wrestlers, and they keep growing in numbers. He said at first it was just him and two other guys, and now it's like almost the whole team and one of the coaches.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're gonna try to get the whole team to do it and get all the coaches and get it get Flow Wrestling to come and cover. You know, their team doing that.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Also, that gives a mental edge to all the other teams. They're like, what? This team is doing that? Not only is his school the highest in elevation of all the universities in America, they're doing polar plunges.
Yeah.
So they're getting altitude training and polar training, I guess. Yeah.
Ice bath. Polar training.
Ice bath training.
But... speaking of last year, I almost forgot. I also got a dog that year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, so did I. I got a second dog.
Nice.
Oh, Goku.
That's right. Goku.
That's right.
Yeah.
I guess I got a dog also.
You did.
Mateo.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, we all got dogs.
We did.
We got our dogs.
That's cool.
Yeah. The year of the dogs.
Yeah. That's like a Chinese calendar.
It is.
It might be. I don't know. I wonder if that...
I don't think a dog is one, is it?
It is. It is. There's dog, rat, snake, monkey,
I know those guys.
Dragon.
There's a cat and tiger, maybe?
No? Maybe tiger. I don't know. There is a cat.
All right.
There is a dog.
All right.
Is there a turtle?
Maybe. Frog would be cool. I'd vote for the frog if I was in the thing. Be like, right. Let's put a frog in one year.
Right.
He deserves it.
Year of meditation on a lily pad.
So apparently 2018 was the year of the dog.
Oh, okay.
And then 2030 will be another year of the dog.
What was 2023?
Oh, let's see.
How does the Chinese calendar work? I mean... Cause it, I mean, and is this astrology?
Year of the Rabbit.
Or astronomy?
Oh. I have no idea. I have no idea what
Chinese
is up with
astrology.
Oh, it is astrology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, so instead of like Virgo and Pisces and all that, it's like animals. That's a lot cooler. I mean, if like because you know, like those white chicks are always like, oh, you're a Cancer, we can't be friends, right?
You're like, I'm a rabbit.
Like, I'm a rabbit, you're a monkey, it's not gonna work out. I'd at least be on board, but like, right. I get it.
I get it. Monkeys and rabbits do not work out.
Like, I would at least
not mate.
That would be the conversation, right?
Yeah. I think the dragon's the only mythical one on that list.
Yeah, why is that? It's like unfair. It's like cooler than the other ones, you know?
I'm a rat.
So. We're all rats.
No, I think I'm a monkey. Like, what's 92?
Yeah, I'm Master Splinter.
Heck yeah, that's the way to go. If you're going to be a rat, be the best rat there is. Be the ultimate rat.
You're a monkey.
Heck yeah. Actually, I don't like monkeys.
It means people born in 1992, you're the monkey. You're smart, resourceful, lively, and active.
Maybe astrology is real. I was wrong this whole time.
Lies!
Oh, okay. They have quick reaction ability and can often act according to the situation. They are very curious and like to read all kinds of books.
Oh, just comics for me, but...
anime. Let's see what's mine.
That's cool.
I'm a wood dog.
A wood dog? Is that different than a normal dog?
I don't know. Anyways.
No.
You're a rat? What's your year?
That's what, 77. The year hip hop was born.
Fire snake.
Coincidence?
Wait, no, hold on. 1977, fire snake.
Fire. This is all new. This is all new. This is not what was on my placemat.
This isn't good. You went from a rat to a snake. Like, neither of them are like.
Oh, I might be a snake.
Fire snake. That's cool. It's not just a snake. It's a fire snake.
I think you're right. That's pretty mythical. And I think Celeste is the rat. I think that's what it is.
What year was she born?
I don't know. Oh, 84. Okay, 84.
Fire snakes have both wisdom and insight. No one can think faster or observe more clearly than them.
That's true.
With unusual social skills, they are extremely active and like to play the leading role in all ridiculous behaviors.
That's
funny. Class clown. All right, let's see.
Who writes these things? Lies.
Wikipedia writes these things. All right, yeah, the wood rat. So, yeah, she's a rat.
That's what it was. I had it mixed up.
So, You're this fire snake, you're a monkey, I'm a dog.
Wait, dude, do I get an element too? Because you're like fire this and wood this. I'm not just a monkey.
I'm a water monkey?
There are water monkeys.
They sit in the hot springs.
They just sit there and chill.
They're so cool.
In their own hot urine.
Ew.
Less cool.
You know they're less peeing cool. in. You know they're peeing in. They're like, cool. They're monkeys. They throw poop at each other.
I do. There's nothing on here. It just says the year of the monkey.
All right.
Oh, water monkey. Okay, here we go.
Hey.
I was right.
Nice.
Years of the water monkey. People born. Oh, so it's 1932 and 1992.
Dude, that's quite the jump.
Yeah.
20 years.
That's a lot.
30. That's a lot. No, water that's monkeys, a lot more than
32
20.
92.
Okay, this is it. Water monkeys are intelligent because the wise man takes pleasure in water.
Oh. You're like, I drink plenty of water. A gallon a day.
Water monkeys are clever and swanky.
Swanky?
They have leadership ability and are the natural leadership talents. That swanky is my favorite word. That's amazing.
Okay, that is a really good word.
What is that?
I'm going to use that in my everyday vocab now.
Ooh, that's swanky.
Hey, guys.
That is so swanky.
Want to watch this swanky movie I just saw?
Yeah. Sounds like a last name of somebody that
oh, it does.
You're either going to really get...
It's like a Hillary Swank.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
It probably originally was swanky.
Yeah, like in the 1950s or something?
It was like a Polish name, like S-K-I, like Swanksky.
Swanksky. Yeah, okay, yeah, Hillary Swank.
Ski.
Swanksky. Anyways.
I think...
That's great.
Yeah, I would say that the Zodiac one-ups normal Zodiac. I mean, the Chinese Zodiac ones up the normal Zodiac. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The normal Zodiac, is it Greek, right?
I think it's Greek, yeah.
How do they come up with this?
It's like constellations, but it's like you could make anything out of those. There's just a bunch of dots. Like, how did you come up with like a dude holding a bow and like two fish and all that stuff? Yeah.
What were your favorite movies that you guys watched last year?
Last year, favorite movies. Jeez.
Ooh. Here's the thing. I don't think I watched many new movies. I just watched ones I haven't seen before that will have already been out, you know?
Well, new to you.
Okay. I don't really remember any off the top of my head. You know what I mean?
You guys watched so much together.
We did, but it's kind of like watching the same.
You and Isaac watched some good ones. I remember before he left for college, you guys like stayed up every night and watched movies.
Oh yeah, I was educating him on like 80s movies and 70s and stuff. But I watched a series, One Piece.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the live action came out.
The live action series. I watched that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I watched series. So I watched Ahsoka.
Yeah, that's right.
The
Mandalorian 2 and 3, right?
Watched those. And then what else? I think all of those Disney ones. What was his name? Loki. I watched that one. And yeah. I don't think I went to the movies. Did we? No, we went Was that last year we saw Indiana Jones?
I saw Indiana Jones instead of Sound of Freedom.
Okay. Yeah, that was funny because we went there and other church people were watching Sound of Freedom and they're like, you're here for that too? Like, no, we're watching Indiana Jones.
So the theater was packed with church people.
Yeah, it was.
it was like a Republican convention.
It was.
Might as well have been.
Yeah, and we go there, and they're like, all right, you're coming to watch Sound of Freedom. And we're like, no.
Yeah.
No, we're coming for Indiana Jones, because we're paying money for this. We want to be entertained. If I wanted to cry and know about the tortures in the world, well, I'd sit and think about it. I know about the human trafficking, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I didn't need to be like, oh, there's human trafficking in the world. What can I do about it?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
you know, I'm already doing things about it.
You already know. Yeah.
So I wanted to be entertained.
Now it's for free on Prime, right?
Indiana Jones? Oh,
no. Sound of Freedom is free now.
Is it? Yeah.
It's on Prime.
Yeah. So I just
No, I feel the same way. You know what I mean? Like, if a movie's like an activist movie, I kind of always have that feeling about it, even if I agree with it or not.
Yeah. And good for them. I mean, there are people that need to see that.
Right.
Right? But Indiana Jones, on the other hand, I want to watch old Harrison Ford punch people in the face.
So, like, with all that being said, after watching Indiana Jones, I'm like, this kind of sucks. Like,
did you think it sucked?
Yeah, I did think it sucked. And like, here's the thing: I still enjoyed watching it. It still had some good moments, but it's like, I'm not gonna watch it again. And if someone asks, I think it sucks.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the fourth John Wick?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's another one you guys
saw. Was that last year also?
Yeah, I'm looking up movies that came out.
That we did see that in the theater, didn't we?
Was that? Oh yeah, it was, because Mark was in the theater too. Happened to be watching it too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We were like, oh man, the church is gonna frown upon us.
Right. Then there's other church members in there. And they're like, hey, brother.
We're watching murder together.
As a family.
Yes. Yeah. So that movie was awesome.
It was.
Far-fetched. Fictional.
But
awesome.
At that point, you're watching it for the set pieces, and it had some really good set pieces.
Oh, yeah. 100%, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
My favorite, and I know we weren't going to talk about movies, but but my favorite scene.
Oh, spoilers, by the way.
The staircase.
Yeah, I was going to say that too if I had to pick one.
That was a great scene. And inside the building, the roofs that. Looking down, what do you call that? That it's like an overhead shot, but it's like them going through.
Like an open ceiling kind of shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that was cool. I liked the part when the scene started, I didn't think much of it, but like when he was fighting Scott Adkins in the fat suit and they were running throughout the club.
Yes.
They had some pretty cool scenes. And then it's like, after he started doing these crazy flips, I'm like, is that Scott Adkins?
Yeah.
That's when I knew it was him. I'm like, no one does that.
Yeah.
Except
it was
for
all
this
his
guy.
Signature moves, right?
It was, but he was fat. And I'm like, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. And he had asthma.
Yeah. And he had asthma.
Just like you.
Just like me. Fat. With asthma.
Right.
He went to asthma camp.
I went to asthma camp. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite stories. You told me you had asthma when we were like on our first hike. We're like going up the mountain. You're like, you know, I have asthma. I was like, no, I didn't. And then he gave me a whole like scientific like lesson on asthma because I didn't really know like.
Yeah. What asthma was.
No, there's different types.
Is different types. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, I was born with it. It's just one of them things, man. You know, that's a conversation too. It's like people born with diseases and the church and their opinion of it, right? Well, why don't you just get healed type of thing? It's like, you know.
People have opinions about diseases you're born with?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so
yeah.
I have been prayed over by Benny Hinn, by Morris Sorello. I've been prayed over by so many like studs in the ministry of my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And my asthma never went away, you know?
Yeah.
But I do know this. And a lot of people told me to lie, but I tried to join the military several times. And they said, because of my asthma, they wouldn't allow me to come in. because of the type of asthma I had. It wasn't like, it's not athletic induced asthma, and it's not allergy induced asthma. It's just asthma. It's like I was born premature, and so there's some things that weren't developed, and so my body reacts and starts killing itself out of nowhere, where it starts inflaming my airways, and it kept me out of the military, and I know if I had been in the military, I probably wouldn't have done as much ministry or met my wife or any of that at all. And, you know, and I'm not saying that people in the military, oh, you couldn't have done as much ministry if you would have. No, that they're there because first off, they have access to doing it. And it might be the plan of God for them, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's plan is different and everybody's different in this world. And here I am. And here's the crazy thing. I didn't take my asthma medicine from September all the way to like a couple of weeks ago. Because I didn't have a chance to get into the doctor because of wrestling season. And I didn't have any asthma at all. And I kept training, wrestling, running. Had no asthma, and I told my mom that, and she was like, I wonder if you're having, like, you know, where people get old and they develop allergies, and so all of a sudden they do get asthma. There's people that they have this change in their bodies, right? I don't know if you're familiar with that type of stuff.
They develop it later in life?
Yeah, they develop it later in life, and all of a sudden they're like, I have asthma. It's weird, you know, or I have this. It's weird. I never had. And they develop this sort of disease, right? And it's not, you know, and she goes, I wonder if you're, it's like the opposite for you, if you're like growing out of it. Because some people I've heard grow out of asthma. And I was like, well, that'd be cool. And it's kind of convenient that it's right at the cutoff for the military, because I knew if, and I was like, if I grew out of my asthma and like it disappeared or I got healed, I would have jumped right back into the military. Because I tried going almost every single year just until I got to the cutoff, just to see if they'd be like, yeah, you can come in. And I was not going to lie. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't have asthma. And I could have very easily said, I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have this problem, just to get in the military, you know. And and my reasoning for joining the military would have been 100% selfish. It wouldn't have been like, full-fledged, I want to fight for my country. It would have been like, I want to fight for me.
I just want to fight. I love fighting.
I want to fight. I want to do obstacle courses.
Yeah.
I want a
get
short man. Yeah, I want a short man to yell at me.
Get paid. Get paid to get yelled at, basically.
I want that.
Google says that over time, asthma symptoms can go away. It says yes and no, because I just typed in, can you outgrow asthma? And it said yes and no. So, yeah, it's
no.
Short answer.
Well, I have a friend that
from Google.
He was very similar to the same medication symptoms that I had, and he outgrew it, and he ended up joining the Marines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the age cutoff?
I think now it's like 40-something. Like, they're desperate, and it seems like they keep upping it, and they're... And they had to up it for like old military people to re-enlist.
Oh, okay. Because
they're like short-handed or something. Yeah, I don't know. Look it up. What's the age cutoff for the military? Did you ever think about joining the military, you guys?
I did. So my oldest sister joined the Marines, and then my other sister joined the National Guard. Mm-hmm. And we all did ROTC, JARROTC in high school, like the Air Force branch. And yeah, so in high school, I remember going to ROTC, and I did like it for the most part. I liked the ideals. They had like on the wall, just like, you know, like nobility, you know, and honor and respect.
Right.
Right. And I was all for that stuff. But then it's like no one cared.
Right, right. You know? It's like a karate school.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like there's like a different kinds of promotions and pins you get for doing different things. And it's like, you know, the higher ups just promote their buddies. And it's like everything seemed like it didn't really matter that much. They either took things way too seriously or they just didn't care about important things. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it's going to get worse once I'm in the actual military.
Yeah.
So I never joined because I didn't want like some a-hole to be like constantly telling me what to do. And especially when I had valid criticism, when I'm pretty sure he's wrong or there's something we could talk out and I don't have that option. It's like, I'd go crazy, dude. If like just a complete idiot's over me, telling me to do stupid stuff. I'm like, dude, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'd probably get kicked down, thrown into prison somewhere for like disobeying orders. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
It says 35.
35. Is that army?
Yeah.
What was the Marines?
Oh, I didn't look.
They might all be different. I'm not sure.
I know Chris wanted to join the military.
Yeah.
But because of his criminal background, he couldn't. And I'm like, thank God, because I could never be married to a military man. I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't do that. So I was like, I'm glad that you didn't end up going into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Tate's doing really well.
Does he like it?
Yeah.
He likes, I think like anything, it is a job. Mm-hmm. So he likes some aspects and doesn't like others.
Yeah.
Right? Like any job. he's excelling tremendously. He's an IT guy now. He went in. His job he was expected or wanted was an airline or an aircraft mechanic. Aircraft mechanic.
So when I worked in the IT place, I worked with a guy who has the exact same story. He went to the Marines to be an airplane mechanic, and they threw him in the IT department. And I think that's just a funnel for the IT department because they need people to do that stuff, and there's just so few people who actually are qualified.
Yeah.
But sorry, keep going.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Tate, he's top of his class in everything. Physical training, marksmanship, it's like strategy or something. They do this like little thing where they split them up into this teams.
Yeah.
And then they had to like, I don't know, monitor some things and take down notes of what was going on in this area. I don't even know how he explains it, but what he did was there was like a mountain, like, and it overlooked this valley or whatever where they were supposed to be collecting information from these other teams on what their activity, their missions were.
Yeah.
And his job was to do that and not get caught. And he climbed, he led them up to this hill. They dug into this small mountain, not like here.
Mm-hmm.
And he dug into the mountain right there. And made like a cave, and they camped there all night, but they could see everybody's activity down below them with their binoculars, and they would just take notes and observe, and they never left that spot, and they put more information than any other team and never got caught, and then they hiked back down. They were there for a week.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was like, some days we would just like sleep like 8 hours. He was like, and we would talk, we'd tell stories. He was
just that's great.
You know, and he's like, I guess like living here, your camping skills are like perfected in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you become a camping guru.
Yeah.
Right. And I found that out when I moved here, you know, like people are like glamping. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like legit can do that just about anywhere in Alaska. You know, with limited resources or tools or anything. It was like, oh, yeah, we're going to build a shelter. I don't know. We're going to go fishing. Boom, boom. They have everything perfectly lined up. And he went there with that skill. And so he's triumphed in every area. And the IT thing, he's memorized so many acronyms. It's so funny. Like over 100 acronyms. He was just rattling them off to me. And then they did like a boxing thing, and he made it all the way to the finals. And then, and he it's like out of like 30 dudes in that time, and his nose wouldn't stop bleeding. So they had to stop it, and they gave the win to the other guy.
Aww.
Yeah. So, and he was like, I'm okay with it. I know I was better.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just doing great. That's I think awesome. In that atmosphere, he's making good money.
So the Navy is 39, Marine is 28, Coast Guard 31, Army 35. That could have changed, but that's just like the quick, easy. I don't know.
What's the Boy Scouts?
Boy Scouts age limit. I'm going to look up a random question.
Space Force?
Space Force?
Space Force.
I'm still wondering, what do they exactly do? When I ask people, they always get a different answer.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm told it doesn't involve like aliens or laser guns, so I'm less interested than I was before. But
my daughter Angelina, her boyfriend, that's what he wants to do.
Levi.
Levi wears a Space Force coat.
Oh, that's funny.
That's sick, man. He's I like him.
His goals are to be in Space Force.
Heck
that,
yeah.
That branch of the military.
And I think it's kind of smart starting it, you know, if the direction everyone's going is space eventually, you know.
Yeah, he's going to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's super smart.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get there. He's in decent shape. She's making him rise to become a better athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then and he's a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got, his dad's a doctor.
That's another thing that happened last year. Both your kids got in relationships.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That threw me off.
I know it did. That's why I wanted to get you talking
that
about it.
That messed me up.
It's pretty funny.
So I don't know. I don't know how other parents' response to their kids telling them they have a boyfriend or girlfriend. Mine's, I think, is always going to be different because, like, Isaac told me I got a girlfriend, and I was like, why? And it was the same response to Angelina. I was like, why? Do you need, you're not getting enough attention? What's the deal? Well, am I doing something wrong? You know, why you have goals and aspirations, and you, at least Isaac does. You know, it's like I didn't understand why
the need for it.
Yeah. But I guess people want pets too, so there's that.
I thought you liked pets. Didn't you always have like a?
I like dogs.
Dog, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course, yeah. And I understand that, so. Isaac, and you know, I warned Isaac at the beginning of the school year in 2022, I guess. I said, son, you know, you're running cross country, you're wrestling, you're doing track. And I said, in these groups, this seems to be the same group of girls that's in this crew that you're kind of traveling with all year round, you know, and you're hanging out with after school. Practice and then hanging out on the weekend with their teammates. I said, you might catch feelings for one of them. I was like, but don't let it ruin your life. Okay. I was like, son, you are gifted. You're talented. You're skilled. And you have the whole world ahead of you. And I'm just speaking from experience working with professional athletes, a girl will cease that from happening. And I explained some things to him, you know, growing up in the gym, so he can know, like, you know, Uncle Mike Johnson, you know, in the gym we call everybody, this you know, your teammates are like uncles to your children. And so, you know, he could be a UFC champion. And that's not to say that what he's doing is not wrong, because he makes a lot of money being a U.S. Marshal. But it's like he hates his job. He has all this martial arts skill, and he's using it for law enforcement, which is cool, right? It's noble and all that. But that's like the only fallback for a martial artist is I'm either competing or I'm using this to enforce the law. You know, it's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that all went down the drain when a certain chick took him there. It did. And the whole team warned him, and it was just like, dude, she is not on the pill. She is not on a, she doesn't have a shot. She's trying to get you to knock her up. She's trying to trap you. That's the game.
Mm-hmm.
Trap a stud, a mandingo. Trap him, and then she's yours, or you are hers.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it time and time and time again, and it was just like, ugh, what are these guys gonna learn?
Okay, so you've seen it happen multiple times.
Yes,
that's why you get so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just like you see these amazing young athletes throw their life away for a good looking young chick. And you know what? She's not going to be good looking forever. And you're not even in love with her. You don't even like her. Nobody likes her. Her voice is annoying. Her ideas and stuff, her stuff are shallow. She has one thing on her mind. You know, she thinks she's going to get herself a breadwinner that looks like, you know, Conan the Barbarian.
Right. And that can protect her.
Mm. And it's like, bro, and she's not a trophy wife. You're the trophy.
Yeah.
You know?
That is sad to see happen. I've seen it happen here.
Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah. So, but I'm not saying that happened to my son.
No, it didn't.
His girlfriend, she's also an athlete. She's also got good grades. She's given her heart to the Lord. She has goals. And what's crazy is she has goals separate of Isaac's. And she's already planning on going to another college. And they're keeping this long-distance relationship. Like, it's, like, strong. It's weird, you know? They have no interest in nobody else. And they're just, like... They're doing it.
That's awesome.
And it's super impressive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're great. I love them.
And she's really growing on us, right? Like, I come home, she's at her house all the time,
mm-hmm.
right? And she's playing with the kids all the time. She comes in, she's sassy, you know? It's just,
she's a great fit.
Yeah, she's like a part of the family already. And it's really cool. Yeah. Angelina's boyfriend, he's trying to grow into the family. And he could easily just be a part of our family because I'm friends with his uncle. You know, I'm real close with, friends with his uncle. So there's that coolness about it. But I really don't know what he's like because he's so timid when he's at our house.
So he seems kind of quiet and shy, but I think, like, that's the good thing about him, you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
for Angelina, that's what she needs.
Like, I've really only had, like, maybe two conversations with him, but, like... He absolutely seems like a thinker and like a critic also.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like how we are about stuff. But, yeah, we just have to find a good opportunity for him to open up. You know, you should probably invite him for the next movie night and have him pick one.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, that's how you test him.
That's see good dad skills you have.
See what movie he brings to the mix.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what he's going to bring. He's a teenage boy.
True.
Yeah. It might suck. All right, good.
I don't know what else. What was that?
Random question.
Oh, okay. You ready? What was a past passion that you can't believe you were so passionate about? I feel like you guys would have a good one for this.
You're like a pog guy, aren't you? Are you trying to bring it back?
Okay. I wasn't really that into pogs because I was like a kid.
Right.
And I just didn't even know what to do. I just knew they were so cool and you could collect them and everyone had them and we're all trading them. We're just like, pogs! And we had them like between our fingers.
What the heck is a pog?
Look it up. P-O-G. Look that up.
I'm not going to get some...
It's not an acronym. Is it an acronym?
I don't know, but it's not bad. It's just like the little discs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a toy? I don't want something weird to pop up.
Just
so
P-O-G chips.
Chips. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, they're there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen so these like, before.
Okay, so that's not my answer because I'm still crazy about them. If someone had a bucket of pogs they're selling me for like $15, I'd buy three of them.
Oh, my gosh. I like that you just said that. That's like, awesome.
I'm not ashamed. I'm still passionate.
Pogs are sick, man. I love them. So I'll have to think of the question a bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. I can also move on to the next one.
Well, what about you? No, this was deep.
I just figured Eli would have something right off the bat because you're always passionate about random things.
So now I actually do have something.
Okay.
Okay. So the question is passionate that I was before. Now I'm wondering why.
Yeah.
Okay. I know why, but here's the thing. It was pretty much every show on CW, so it's like America's Next Top Model,
yes.
Right? And like definitely like Smallville and like The Arrow and all those series.
Yes.
So it's like growing up in like Central Florida, right, with an antenna, you have like six channels or something, yeah. Right? And like one of them is the CW. And my sister would always sit there and watch it for hours. And I'd just be like, what are you watching? And the next thing, we're both watching it. And I'm getting all sassy here. I'm like, yeah. I can't believe you talk that way about Tyra. Who does she think she is?
Yeah. You got sucked in. Yeah.
Right. And then so it's like, I know why. But like now as an adult, I'm like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. My thing was like The Bachelor and stuff like that. I always watched that trash TV.
And that is especially trashy.
And I can't watch it anymore, but I used to be at my dad and I used to watch it together.
That's
great. That
was great.
Me and my dad's thing. Oh my gosh. So, and then whoever he thought they were going to pick, they always picked the other person.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
funny.
We like take bets. Yeah. So, but I can't watch it anymore.
So like some coworkers of mine were going to make a movie, right? And then in the movie, there was going to be a dating show. So then for research, I watched entire season of The Bachelor.
Oh, no.
And I'm just, oh, no, is correct. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? I've never seen it before. I'm like, this is trash. Like to the highest degree. But anywho, yeah, good times.
I'm glad you brought up America's Next Top Model because I used to watch that show and then try to imitate the shoots that they would do with my friends.
Yeah.
And we took model pictures and they are nice. Extremely cringy.
That's great.
I love it.
And I did post them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was cool and I wanted to be Tyra Banks.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
So that was, I guess, something that I can't believe I was so passionate about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think...
Ooh, I got another one while you're thinking.
I've never seen him get blank like this before.
Well, what comes to mind is like... It's like weed. Like I was passionate in high school. I was very passionate about marijuana.
Yes.
Like... my whole day was surrounded around it. Like all the music I listened to, like supported marijuana. All my friends, and I even told them, you guys wouldn't be my friends if we didn't smoke weed. That was the only thing we had in common. It was like an ROTC guy, a jock, a skater, a burnout, a rocker. Yes. And it was like all these different, a cheerleader. It was like this weird group of people. All we had in common was we smoked weed.
Sounds like a sitcom.
It does.
Yeah, and it was like concerts I go to, had to have weed, I had to be stoned all day, everything had to be about, I saved up all my money towards the end of the week so I could buy weed.
You buy weed, yep.
It was all about weed, yeah. T-shirts, constantly drawing pot leaves. It was like, and it's just like, really, that much? That's crazy.
Cool.
And now it's not your passion.
No. No, it's not. No.
Yeah. And I would say also it's just the stuff that they make you do in schools, like at least in Central Florida, like in the fifth grade, we had to play the recorder. And I don't know why, but I decided to dedicate my life to be the master of the recorder.
Stop.
And I was actually really good. I was the best in my class, right? Yeah. They even had me do like a little solo for the concert.
Oh, nice.
Right? And then I'm just like, yes, I have mastered it.
Yeah.
And like, I would take one in each nose and I would play a song through my nose. I didn't do it on stage, but like at home, I would do it. My sister would be like, that's gross. Stop it. And I would just do it even more. But I was so good, I could do it. Like, I could play a full song, right?
Please tell me you recorded yourself doing that.
Record myself with the recorder?
Yes.
Didn't do it.
No, there's no footage of you playing the recorder with your nose.
This was before, like, phones had, like, cameras on them, you know?
Oh.
But
you guys didn't have a camcorder, like a giant camcorder that like your parents had?
We used to, but geez, I'm not sure what happened to it at that point. I think we just all forgot
about
it.
Well, that's sad.
But yeah, we had a huge one.
You should relearn it so like proof or it didn't happen.
but definitely all the weird stuff in schools, like in like a guy would come in, like they'd stop school for the day, bring everyone into the auditorium and be like, we're going to talk about something serious. Cup stacking, and then a guy goes, hey kids, right? And he has all these colorful cups. He's like, check this out, and we're just like, whoa. And then it's like our new life dedication is to be the master cup stacker. Right.
How and cup stacking changed my life.
And then there's the same for yo-yos. The guy's like, you think you know yo-yos? Okay. Check this out, right? And then he's got these crazy tricks, and we're just like, yo-yo.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they let these like charlatans into schools, right? They made so much money off of like kids' parents. You know?
Yeah.
So that is wild.
It's
but
just an activity to keep kids off of weed.
Keep them off the streets.
I didn't cup stack. I didn't play the recorder. I didn't play the yo or play with yo-yos. Like, I could roll a joint.
Yeah, I could roll a joint. That's all I got.
Yeah. Like,
maybe they're onto something.
That's funny.
Yeah. Which was very rare, and it's still rare today for people to know how to roll a joint.
Another passion, Hillary Duff. I was very passionate about Hillary.
Yeah.
I had her bedspread. I had her calendar. I had her door beads. I had a poster.
Door beads?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then a poster with her face.
With her face.
It's just her face.
Hillary Duff. I used to like make music videos of me singing to her songs.
Wow.
And I do have those on recording.
I guess I might have been the same way with like the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
Yeah, I had T-shirts, poster, CDs. I'd memorize all their songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
I dressed just like them.
Yep.
I was crazy.
I wanted to be Hillary.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What about you, Eli?
Who did you want to be?
So, like, I just wanted to be Superman, but since that was out of my...
What, Smallville Superman?
No, like the real Superman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the real deal Superman, but... I never had any posters. We just couldn't afford them. Mom's like, what are you doing with that in the cart? Like, put that back. But it's, but honestly, it's like, I knew it's not like a realistic, like an actual human being. Like people are like, I want to be like Manny Pacquiao. And it's like, well, he's a human. You might be able to achieve something if you work hard and you apply yourself.
True.
That's not the case of Superman. Yeah. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Right. So, I don't think I actually had someone I actually looked up to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked a bunch of football players. Did I tell you about that yesterday? Was I talking about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because we were watching a commercial, and it was a little kid. It was like, I wish I could be just like you to this NFL football player.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you're like, I didn't know who that is.
I was like, I have no idea who that football player is.
Yeah.
And then, but I remember me being a kid growing up in Florida, because football's so big in Florida. I was like, I didn't want to just be one football player. I wanted to be like a super group of different football players, Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders, Lawrence Taylor. I wanted to be like the ultimate football player. And that would have never happened because I'm tiny.
I felt the same way about what you said, like, I'll never achieve that. I felt the same way about like celebrity crushes. I was like, why would you have a crush on this person that you've never talked to? Like, you were just like, that made no sense to me. Why you would just like have a crush on someone you would never meet.
Yeah.
So
what if you had a crush on somebody who was dead? Like, I had a crush on Audrey Hepburn.
Oh.
Yeah.
That never really crossed my mind.
Like, she wasn't dead for a while, but like she did eventually die because she was like 80.
I was like, did you develop the crush after she died?
Because it's like when you see like a crush in movies and like it's an old movie and they passed away, you're just like, oh well.
That'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
No, it was. I had a crush on Audrey Hepburn. I had pictures of her up on my wall. I was like. She's just so beautiful, and I was just crazy about her.
Yeah. So
see, I never understood that because I'm like, I'm never gonna meet this person. I'm never gonna be able to be with.
But like,
so I couldn't let myself get to that emotional state.
So
okay, she what she embodied right, was like, she was like a benevolent person, like always helping needy people. She was beautiful. And then like the roles she chose, she never acted any different. She was like always herself. You know, she's like one of those actors. Like she just showed, like Owen Wilson just shows up and is Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Right. And they record him. Right. They just change their name. Or Bill Murray. Well, her Audrey Hepburn. And she was always like super sassy. And like, I don't know. I felt like Celeste kind of like took on that. She was like really pretty and made fun of everybody. And she was also like insanely giving.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I've always liked Amanda Bynes because she's so goofy.
I
hate
her voice.
Who's Amanda Bynes?
I love her voice. Oh, Amanda Show? All that.
Oh, dude, she's hilarious.
She is hilarious.
Yeah.
She's so stinking funny.
Bring out the lobsters. The dancing lobsters. I was already an adult and I was watching that show. I was like, this kid is hilarious.
I just hate her voice. Her voice drives me nuts.
I think that's my favorite part is just her nasally voice.
You love the nasally, whiny voice?
It's weird is that like people have this idea of perfection, but I like it when there's something that's just off. And I love that. Like, there's a pretty girl with a huge nose.
Yeah.
And there was a pretty girl with a huge nose at my school I was growing up at. I had a huge crush on her because of her big nose.
Yeah.
If it was a normal nose, I'd be like, eh.
Well, we talked about that with
yeah, the models.
Like something weird about them.
And right. Like the mole.
Yeah, the mole. Mole.
Or the tooth gap or something.
The tooth gap.
Yeah. And it's not always. It has to be a certain thing.
The hunchback.
Yeah. wait, what?
Too far.
Quasimodo is so attractive.
The fake leg.
The fake leg. Yes, I can't think of anything. Gingivitis.
Oh my gosh,
a lazy eye. Both of them.
Right. The parasitic twin sister.
That's
why I'm attracted to
is
you.
Is it because you don't want to be out of their league? So as long as there's something wrong with them, you're like, then I can be good enough because their nose is bigger than mine.
You know what? Maybe subconsciously. I don't know. I'll have to think more about it.
I think for you, it's also like not only with women, but like vehicles too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I like that because of that.
Oh, that's true. That's true because that new vehicle that you bought, I told you, I was like, save your money and get a nicer vehicle. You got one that the window doesn't go up and then the transmission went out like in a couple of months or something.
Well, yeah.
You liked goofy.
But it has a lot of power.
You also needed a vehicle, I know. But
yeah, and also it's a Pontiac. It's not that goofy. It's just like a slick car.
The window didn't go up.
Well, when I'm talking goofy, I mean like aesthetically. Like if I could pick any car, it's going to look clean, but it's going to look a little goofy still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I love that kind of stuff.
And that's kind of like, I picked that up also like the conversations we have watching Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, okay. You always point out like something. You know why I like that? It's because of this. And I'm just like, yeah, that's cool.
That makes sense. That's why you watch that trailer trash show.
The Real Bros of Simi Valley?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay, now I'm getting it.
We got to watch that one time.
But the thing is like he's like the hipster, so he likes like classic stuff with new stuff added on. And he's like, he likes a Frankenstein kind of thing.
I do. Yeah, because I know some people are like, I want the classics of no electronics, but I'm like, I could use some GPS, you know? We can put a sick radio in there, a good speaker system. It'll be fine.
Rocket launcher.
Okay. That makes a rocket launcher. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Some flames on the side.
But I think another thing with Amanda Bynes and like the whole voice thing is like, I feel like I'm that way, but with my personality, like that's the thing that's off.
Okay, yeah.
So then we'll be equals then.
Yeah, she had a dynamite personality.
She did, yeah.
Didn't she go down a dark path?
She did, and it's sad. Yeah.
She didn't meet you.
No. Yeah. Then we would have been in a good path.
Yeah, a good path.
But no, she's had a history of like drugs and stuff, and I know she's not doing the best. She doesn't even look like herself. It's pretty sad.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is sad. That happens to so many actors and actresses. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they have all this potential and all this money, and because of the industry, they just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That is wild.
She's 37.
Oh, wow.
1986.
She's 10 years younger than me.
Yes.
Just about. I'll be 47.
I was going to say, you're not 47 yet.
Yeah, well,
you just turned
April.
Oh, I guess it is coming up.
It's coming up.
Wow. I feel like we just celebrated your birthday.
Really?
I just
that was a good year for you. Boy, it went by quick.
I just remember the cake was really good, and you smashed it in your face, and I gave you 46 cents for your birthday.
Oh, that's 46. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That was cool. But speaking of birthdays, today's your wife's birthday. Shout
today
out
is my
to
wife's
Celeste.
Birthday. She's 40.
The big 40.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And she's doing great, man.
She is doing
she's
great.
She's phenomenal. This is the best my wife has ever been in her life.
I know. I feel it. I mean, I don't and know because I just met her a couple of years ago, but...
No, man.
I feel her. She's coming.
Yeah. She is a strong woman.
She's amazing.
Yeah, and she is, she's intense. She's always been that way, but she's always been her worst enemy, mm-hmm. you
oh,
know?
Right.
As most yeah. women are.
And she's like so in her right brain most of the time, you know, that she can't look back of like all her accomplishments and her giftings and skills and abilities. And it's like, she's like, but I'm sad, you know, or she gets over anxiety with life,
right?
Like,
right.
you know, things that are out of her control.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, man, right now she is popping, man. She is fierce. She's terrifying.
So like 40 is the new 30. It's like she's starting back at 30.
Well, I've again. Known this for a long time, man. It's like I guess like women like reintroduce into their sexuality is like it says in psychology at 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like something like that, and then they just become stronger. I think they're just over the bull crap. You yeah. know? It's just like, you know, they've seen like this is not gonna change, and it, you know, everybody's a loser type, you know, the losers in their lives or that have been losers towards them. They're like, they're not going to change. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to do what I'm good at, and I'm going to be great at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she is phenomenal at a lot of stuff.
She is.
Yeah. So
at her birthday dinner, we all went around. We're like, let's say 40 things we like about Celeste.
Oh, wow.
We only got to like number 9 because she was just like, okay, that's enough. Like 40 is way too many compliments, but like we could have definitely kept going. I'm wow. so glad that I've been able to like get to know her on a deeper level in the last year.
Yeah, man.
When I first met you guys, I was like, I want to be friends with her. Like, because you know, awesome. I could just tell when someone's like a cool yeah. person yeah. and I'm like drawn to them.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to freak her out. And
yeah.
she, you know, she's kind of like, you know, she doesn't just like come up to someone and be like, hey, let's be friends. You know, that's yeah. just not how she is.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like I had to break her down and I finally did. And now we're like, really
wow,
good friends.
Now that should be a podcast on how do you make a friend like that? Because that's never happened to me before. I never figure out how on earth do you do that? You know what I mean?
How do you make a friend?
Well, like the way she mentioned, like when you see someone, you're like, wow, I'd like to be that person's friend.
Yeah.
Now what?
you just gotta know the person. You know, I knew like Celeste, I couldn't just like go up to her and be like, let's hang out sometime. Yeah. Maybe I could yeah. have, but I just
yeah, that's
like,
something I would say.
That yeah. And I just ended up like getting closer with you yeah. guys and then like just getting closer with her, and it was just yeah. I'm just so I feel blessed. I feel
right
lucky
on
lucky to be well, so she, close to her.
You, well, now. You're super cool too, man. And here's the thing with like Celeste, she's a friend. I think that's her best quality.
Yeah.
Is friendship.
Yeah.
Right? It really is.
But she's not a friend slut. You know what I mean? Like she doesn't just give
no,
her
she
friendship
doesn't.
To anybody.
No, she doesn't.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Well, yeah. yeah, there's like people, you know, like they're just friends with everyone and they don't have those deep, intimate friendships. They just have a lot of surface level friendships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a friend slut. So like
you're an acquaintance slut. You have a lot of acquaintances.
I do. I do. But I know for me, my friend circle has always been small.
Yeah.
Like always, everywhere I go, I'll say I can be with this person every day, but not that person because I'm going to end up punishing them.
Right. I feel like you have your friend circle is close, like
yeah.
small, like your deep friendships, but then you just know a lot of people because yeah. you're a social person, you're a coach, you're in ministry, you know.
And the ministry one is hard because I do have like people that I would not be friends with them because of their personality, life choices, but because they're hurting and somehow I just keep letting them in so I can minister to them. And be a friend to them, mm-hmm. and a friend to them in ways that are not like common friendships, right? Like hanging out, watching a movie, playing games. I'll hang out with them and like pay attention to what they're saying, listen to them, right? And that type of stuff that they won't get from somebody that just wants a superficial friendship, to where you just have fun, you know. And that's it. Or yeah. you just work together and then that's it. Yeah. Right. So like I'll allow that to come into my life, but I can't let them stay there because they're a black hole.
Well, there's gotta be boundaries when you're in ministry, right? Like yeah. you can't just, yeah.
Yeah. They're a black hole and they'll start like, you know, absorbing my light, you know, and it's just like, ugh.
They'll be sucking the light out of you.
Yeah. And yeah. so I can't be around that person. And then, you know, it'll get to a point where I speak my mind and to try to say, well, you're this way because of this. And, you know, people don't like you because of this, mm-hmm. you know, and I know that's where you're at. And if you want to people to like you, you know, then you'll change this, but don't complain when people don't like you because you're not changing this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think for me, I have like friends for each area of my life. Mm-hmm. Like I have this friend, the wrestler friends.
Yeah.
I have the jiu-jitsu friends. I have the church friends.
Yeah.
And it's very rare that I'll have a friend that's all in all the worlds that I'm in. You know, because I'm in different worlds, mm-hmm. you know, and I think the one friend that I did have that was in all my worlds was my son. Mm-hmm. And that was what the hardest part with him leaving was. It was like, ugh, here's my guy. He's gone, man. And yeah. and it's been so tough. But thank God we have the invention of the telephone, right? Because him and I get to talk a lot, you know, and we get to hang out. I mean, I talk to him every day and on the phone. And so we just keep in contact that way. Mm. But yesterday we I know it's going longer than we anticipated, but yesterday him and I had a really good conversation because I just started laughing, just remembering a moment where I helped, I was helping him with his, he had to write a paper, a poem. But it was supposed to be like a certain amount of words on each line. What is that called? A sonnet or I don't know what it's called. And it's a certain on each line, like seven and then three. It's not a haiku.
It's not. Okay. That's what I was going to say.
It's got a name to it to keep a rhythm. It's like blah, 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 and so. But I didn't know that it wasn't supposed to rhyme. It didn't matter if it rhymed or not. And he had already written out this page. And I was like, we got to make it rhyme. And I took the whole day making it rhyme. And then at the end, he goes, you know, Dad didn't have to rhyme. I was like, I took the whole day to make this thing rhyme.
Now you tell me?
I just started laughing yesterday while I was in the car just thinking about it because I was listening to music. And I was hearing it rhyme. And I was like, I remember that time I made Isaac write the paper and make it rhyme. And it didn't have to. And it was like super long. It was like a long rhyming paper and I called him up and told him and he laughed and he goes, you know, what's even better, Dad, was he goes, when I was learning long division and you filled out two page, like a front and back page work of long division for one problem. And you said, You said, here's the answer to everything. And I go, oh, I remember that. I said, hand this to your teacher and tell your teacher, here's the answer to everything. And he goes, I was probably crying. Because I think I made him tell the teacher that. But like, the thing was, is like, it got, because it gets to the remainder, and I kept going after the remainder. I was like, oh, we're getting to the bottom of this. And he was like, it's just, he goes, it was so weird having you as a dad. I didn't appreciate the humor. And I thought you were like being like forceful, like, I don't know. Because I wanted the teacher to laugh, you know, and it was just silly, man. Well,
would be even funnier if it's like, he's there and he's still crying. He's like, here's the answer to everything. Yeah. Right? Teacher's like, what did he do to you, son?
Right. Yeah. Oh, his teachers thought I was a weirdo.
That's good. That was your goal, right?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was so funny. We laughed so hard yesterday.
Oh, that's great. It's definitely better when a poem rhymes, by the way.
Yeah, but it's what, something with the rhythm. I don't know. It's like a sonnet, I think it's called.
Anyways. All right, guys. This was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a time is it? What a time is it?
It's after one. It's been an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, we kept it here, too. That's not terrible.
All right. Well, sounds good, then.
Yeah, so thanks for listening.
See ya.